Sharon Brown lives on a busy street in Lansing, Michigan. Her old frame house sits in the shadow of the Capitol. 1 year ago, one of Brown's five children began vomiting excessively, and she couldn't figure out why.
I mean, Cody went through 6 to 8 months of tests that he should have never had to go through. I mean, he had, you know, pH probes, and he spent probably 3 days in the hospital altogether within a 6 to 8 month period. He had, you know, upper GIs, gastric emptying studies, nuclear medicine, just all these extensive tests that, you know, in the end were unnecessary.
Unnecessary, because the problem was not a flaw in Cody's digestive system. It was something doctors initially didn't think to test for, lead poisoning.
I guess I just was shocked when they said your child had lead poisoning. You know, because you don't know what, you know, it's like, well, how did he get poisoned? You know, I mean, I didn't give him anything or, you know, but a lot of it, I mean, he never actually ate paint chips because there really wasn't any chips falling for him to eat.
Brown found out the hard way that Cody didn't need to eat paint chips to be poisoned. The lead he contacted was all over the house, on the front porch, in the kitchen, and in the bathrooms.
With the dust coming in, any dust that got any toys, any of the paint dust that got off the toys, like if he rubbed his hand on the outside wall and touched a toy, put his hand in his mouth, I didn't wash his hands before he ate, that's how he would contact the lead dust.
Since then, Brown used her limited time and money to rid her house of lead.
I had to get the immediate areas taken care of right away, which included I had to drywall the kitchen. I had either had to repaint or scrape the woodwork in the kitchen. I had to redo the bathroom, paint the front porch, and then eventually, you know, scrape and paint the outside trim in the garage.
Now, Brown's limited funds are running dry. Fortunately for her, federal aid is coming just in time. State contractors will finish the job at her house at no cost to make it lead-free. Lansing is one of roughly 20 communities getting money from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. The federal money is intended to ensure that people get help with lead cleanup and won't have to do it themselves. 1 in 5 children stand the risk of having elevated lead blood levels. This can cause irreversible neurological problems and currently presents one of the nation's greatest health risks. David Jacobs is director of HUD's Office of Lead Hazard Control.
Until those exposures are controlled, we expect that many, many children will have elevated levels of lead in their blood. And we think that we can do better than that. So through the program we have here at HUD, we believe that the nation's housing stock can in fact be made lead safe, so that most of those children will not suffer from lifelong debilitating effects of lead poisoning, but instead will have promising futures and be the very best that they can be.
Of the $50 million in federal grants, $1.5 million went to Cuyahoga County, Ohio. Cuyahoga County surrounds Cleveland and has a predominance of older homes. Here, 22% of the children have been diagnosed with lead poisoning. Terry Allen is a supervisor with the Cuyahoga County Board of Health.
What we do is we go out under our own resources to talk with the families and after we have diagnosed elevated blood lead level in a child and talk about things that they can do to try to clean up their property. But there aren't funds. That's where sort of the line stops, because there aren't funds to help remediate that household, to bring in a contractor to make that house lead safe. Because there are limits on what an individual homeowner or occupant can do to deal with those problems. If you have a very extensively damaged home, a very old home with significant amount of peeling paint, it's time to bring in a contractor. And previously to this, the funds weren't available for us to come in and do anything about it.
That's because Ohio is like many states, with no dedicated funds for lead cleanup. County Health Department dollars could identify the risks, but couldn't do anything about them. Allen says his board will also use the federal money to fund a major lead outreach effort. Part of that process will be to tell people that lead paint chips aren't the only cause of lead poisoning.
People don't recognize that lead dust is as significant or more significant a problem. You have friction points, windows, door jams, areas where children can get to, or you have children crawling around on the floor and picking up lead dust as it becomes pulverized from these friction points, picking it up in their hands and putting it into their mouth. And people don't seem to recognize that this is as much a problem as paint chips. So our big thrust will be proper cleaning, education on some of the risk factors in the homes, and a lot of things that people can do beyond the remediation to keep the houses safe for the children.
Allen says they'll be focusing primarily on older homes, encouraging people to seal chip paint and clean often to limit dust. HUD's David Jacobs expects the federal program will make major inroads.
This problem is solvable. We know how children are poisoned from lead paint. We know how to correct these hazards. We've documented the success we've had in doing so in the houses where we had done our work. And I believe that the progress will, in fact, produce healthier children who are more intelligent and can live up to their full potential.
That's what Carrie Brown hopes, that her five children can live up to their full potential. She's glad that the federal money came when it did, but worries it might not have been soon enough.
With it taking so long, I don't know if that exposed him to any more lead. You know, and I just think it would have been a lot easier on everybody if we could have had it done quickly and right away without having to have it drag on for an entire year because I had to do it myself and I had certain guidelines I had to meet and, not a lot of extra money available to do stuff with.
Since being treated for lead poisoning, Cody's condition has improved, and so far he shows no long-term effects. Brown's hopeful that the grant program will protect other parents from her ordeal.
A lot of this grants and a lot of the public awareness can really make a difference with anybody. You know, it doesn't even matter if it's high income or low income. It's just if you think you have lead in your house, you need to get it checked and find out.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Edelson-Halpert in Ann Arbor, Michigan.